Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What do you refuse to waste money on? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, wasting money. The average American wastes $139 a month.
I mean, that is the most tame, wasteful amount that I've ever heard in my life. I feel like I waste so much more than that.
I think so, too.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel like I do my best on a daily basis in life, spending where it really needs to go. I'm not a wasteful person.
Me neither.
But I feel like it far exceeds that number. When did they, you know, come up with that? 1957? That sounds crazy.
No, it was last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So the number one things that people waste money on are bank fees, credit card interest. Credit card interest has been a problem in my life since I was 19 years old.
But it wasn't you had no choice. You dug that hole and you were in that hole, and that hole just, you know, ended up sticking around longer.
Swallows you.
Well, it will.
Spits you out.
Right. And you had student loans and all that stuff. So, I mean, that all kind of goes hand in hand with that.
Right. Other things that people waste money on, sale items you don't need. Here and there.
Sometimes.
Paul falls into that. My husband, Paul. Like, if he sees, like, a tool that's on sale that he doesn't really need, but it's on sale, it'll end up in my garage.
Thing about a tool is that when you need it.
Oh, here we go.
It's right there.
Sound just like him. Another thing that Americans waste money on, subscriptions you don't use. I have been saying I need to audit. Like, I get these, like, the PayPal notifications that, like, the automatic withdrawals every month.
Sure.
I don't even know what I'm subscribed to anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, my daughter and her iPad and her apps and the games. What is an app that's a reoccurring charge?
One.
What's a Peacock charge of $5?
No,
am I still paying for Apple Music? I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm at the same spot. I got to go through all my streaming stuff now because they just jacked my internet up to like 190 or something. I got to do something about that.
And the thing when I signed up through PayPal, like where you go through like iTunes or whatever, it seems like a good idea at the time.
Right.
But then you don't know what they are.
Right, you never watch it anymore.
No.
You're not on there anymore.
Yeah.
And there was a time you thought PayPal was going to be the way you paid for everything the rest of your life. And now you're like, what?
Yeah.
If you don't see the email, forget it.
What Americans waste money on? Mm. Food waste. That's a big one.
Well,
when
that's
you buy things. Yeah. For me, yogurt in my house. I buy.
Always expires.
Everybody wants different yogurts. My husband has his Chobani. The little one, Dakota, she eats the Danimals, the things that are pure sugar that are not good for you.
Okay.
Hayden's on this light and fit kind of kick where it's like the strawberry one.
I like the light and fits.
I eat the Activia to keep myself regular. But you know, I don't know what? At the end of like a couple weeks, I like go in. I'm checking all the dates. I look at the dates. I'm like, garbage, garbage, garbage. What else do Americans waste money on, Raven?
Nah.
Extended warranties. I have never paid for an extended warranty in my life.
You know what? That's the thing is you could find, though, there's a good amount of people that will tell you that you always have to get the extended warranty, too. So I'm not really sure. You know, if you've ever had something break, they go, whoa, you would have been covered. That would be good. I think on a car, it makes sense.
Overpaying for insurance is the last one on this list. I don't even know how to know if I'm overpaying for insurance.
Which means that you're overpaying.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't audited every single year, then you're overpaying. I didn't do it. I didn't do it this past year with either my car insurance or my home insurance. And of course, don't you know, they both went up. So they have a way of doing that.
Yeah. You know, these are the things that the average American does waste money on. But when it comes to you, what do you refuse to spend money on? That one thing that you are not overpaying for, you are not buying it. 1-800-330-9999. The average American wastes $139 a month. But what is the one thing you absolutely refuse to spend money on? 1-800-330-9999.
Dan and Raven. Coffee to go.
Oh, to-go coffee is a big one because it's gotten so pricey. And it is an indulgence. It's my mom's biggest, like, addiction. Every time, like, you give her a gift card or anything like that, always, always for coffee. 100%.
I will never give that up. I will never give up my coffee to go. Never in a million years. It's the only thing that keeps me alive.
I'll have my coffee at home the way I like it. I refuse to buy coffee for the car to go.
I mean, I see how that can save you money. Amy wrote on our Facebook page, books. at Anna and Raven. I was like, but yeah, you don't. That's just a cop out. You just don't want to buy books.
Right. You're just not reading that at that point, right? I mean, if you get it all online, I like to still buy a book. I do.
Me too.
You know, it's a different kind of feeling. It's a different experience. You know me, I won't spend any money on sunglasses anymore.
It's so annoying. Raven wears the ugliest sunglasses, and whenever we're in public and have public events, I feel so embarrassed. And there's been a couple times where I've given him sunglasses to wear out of my purse.
The ones that I have right now are actually not that ugly, but I don't even know where I got them. They have a slogan on the side that says, "Here for the party." I think I got them at a handout at like a child's birthday party.
Great.
You know what else men won't spend money on?
What?
Underwear.
What do you mean?
We won't buy new underwear. Guys won't buy new underwear.
That's true.
And I won't buy new t-shirts.
Very true.
I haven't bought a t-shirt, seriously. I don't think I've ever bought it. I mean, it's been like 30 years.
What are you talking about?
All I get is free t-shirts every day of my work life. I don't buy t-shirts. I don't think I've bought one in like seriously 30 years.
Producer John, is that true? Men don't buy t-shirts? Because my husband definitely buys t-shirts.
No, yeah, that's 100%. The underwear thing is true too. Not to mention, I'm probably going to get some for like Christmas or like my birthday or something from a grandmother.
So you can just hold out a few more months.
I'm serious. Like, why would you spend money on that?
Sean, what don't you spend money on?
Oh, come on, guys. You know me. Name brand shoes.
That's right.
Don't spend money on those babies.
That's right.
Walmart for the win.
How much are the shoes that you're wearing right now? How much did you pay for those?
I think like $12.
That's terrible.
It's not terrible. They're great.
If they're good, they're good.
I mean, if they feel comfortable enough, like hold your foot up in the air. Let me see how terrible it is.
They're fine.
I mean, it looks fine to me.
Look at the bottom.
All right, they're not that bad, but
if it rains anywhere, you're all over the place.
If those are right, if those were tires,
you drive off the road immediately.
We'd have a big problem.
Listen, you'd be on the ground.
At least I buy my own underwear, guys. Okay, buy my own underwear.
John, what don't you spend money on?
A nice car. Anything that has to do with a car. Any extras, like, I don't know, people put rims on them. People put, like, big, fancy stereo systems.
Rims. Listen,
I grew up in maybe that's a 20-year-old reference, but still. I grew up in New York City before I moved here. I didn't even have a lawn till I was 16. I took public transportation. Why am I going to spend money on a nice car? Mm. I don't have the money, but you know what I also don't have? A car payment, because I own my car outright, and it's beautiful.
Dawn wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raving that she doesn't spend money on shipping fees. Me too.
Oh, well, they're up now. No, you're not getting anything for freedom. I tried to buy something the other day. It was $14.99. They wanted $22 for shipping.
Get out of here.
I'm telling you.
I would never in a million years.
I canceled the order.
Right.
I didn't place the order at that point.
Huh.
I had a pair of boots, my winter boots that I was out there. The zipper broke. And instead of replacing the winter boots, I just use a bungee cord and wrap it around it. I do this multiple times a day every time I take the dogs out during the cold winter months. My wife is so mad about it.
What's the one thing you refuse to spend money on? You can let us know on our Facebook page. Just search Anna and Raven.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.